You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Welcome back. We're following politics, the situation in China and Myanmar. We were talking earlier about John Edwards' endorsement of Barack Obama from a tactical perspective, particularly how it relates to the battle between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. But what about the strategy, the broad strategy? John Edwards lays claim to white working-class Democrats and was a very populist campaigner when he was in the race. Jeff Zeleny is a New York Times correspondent, and now that Edwards has endorsed Obama, is there anything transferable from Edwards to the Obama supporters? And broadly speaking, does it address the criticism that Hillary Clinton has been delivering over and over again to Barack Obama?
I think definitely on the second point, it addresses some of the criticism among some Democrats that Senator Obama cannot win over these voters. Right now, what John Edwards is saying, the best thing he's saying for the Obama campaign is, look, it's time to unify behind one single Democrat. As far as his popularity being able to sort of help Senator Obama, you know, I think that's much more limited. Endorsements are always, you know, huge on the first day. It was big, you know, news on the network news last night. It's on the front page of the newspaper. But as this goes on, it's hard to say how much endorsements actually matter. Even 4 years ago, when John Edwards was actually the running mate on the presidential ticket in 2004, it still remained a problem for John Kerry to reach out to some of these voters. So I think the power of these endorsements sometimes is limited.
Although, you know, it's hard to know what bombshell in the endorsement game is left. I mean, if Bill Clinton endorsed Barack Obama, that would be big, right?
I think that would be big. Yeah. We definitely want to get on that.
Even you would think that was big, Jeff.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Paul, last night, I'm watching some of the cables. Paul Begala and James Carville, both Clinton supporters, both longtime heavy hitters in the Democratic Party. It was really interesting. Their first reaction was to say they never put any stake into endorsements and the importance of them. Their second comment was, but in this case, one, as John said, it does address this criticism that has dogged Barack Obama for a long time. And more importantly, the practical impact, which is there are 16 delegates at stake that Edwards had won, and potentially they would be persuaded to join the Obama camp.
I mean, I think that's right. At this point, it is a race about delegates, but Senator Obama has already crossed that threshold. Mathematically, he has already answered those questions. I think the bigger question is, you know, are Democrats going forward going to have an alternative or not? And some of them in West Virginia had an alternative. But it would have been interesting to see, had this endorsement come a week ago, would that have helped Senator Obama in West Virginia? You know, we don't really know the answer to that question, but I think the only endorsements coming up right now that you know, would really move things, you know, we're all sort of watching to see if former Vice President Al Gore will be giving an endorsement.
Right, Al Gore is the next one. Jeff, we're going to have to leave it there at that point. Jeff Zeleny is a political correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Thank you.